Kings 97, Cavaliers 94. For Jet Radio 1400 Sports, I'm James R. Lakorchik.
Erie Talk in the Morning, WJG.
Good morning, Erie. Happy Thursday to you. Rock and roll birthday out there. John Paul Jones. He's a member of Led Zeppelin whom doesn't get a whole lot of attention like the other members of Led Zeppelin gets, but he got some recognition if you were watching if you saw the Kennedy Center for the Arts, the annual awards that are presented by the president, basically. Led Zeppelin was honored along with David Letterman and Dustin Hoffman and those, and some other people too, a ballerina and some other folks, but John Paul Jones was there getting the medal. Anyway, how old do you think he is, Dr. Snow? John Paul Jones. You need to get close to the microphone. This is radio. 61 you're going for? Denise is looking at it. She doesn't have any idea who John Paul Jones is, or Led Zeppelin, for that matter. He's 67 today, by the way. And this is him and his mate. Rock and roll! I love seeing the old rock stars on television. Because they were showing at the Kennedy Center for the Arts, they were showing, of course, videos of them in their heyday back in the 60s and 70s when they were young men strutting their stuff, and now they kind of look like three old women sitting up, up there at the Kennedy Center. But they're still around, and there you go. Anyway, Dr. Tony Snow is with us, so it must be Thursday, if I can get out of my mouth. It must be Thursday from Community Health Net. Good morning, Dr.
Indeed.
Snow.
Oh, good morning, Barry and listeners.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, Barry. Same to you.
Thank you, indeed. Real quick, for those people who aren't familiar with Community Health Net, and they should be by now, give them a quick tour.
Well, we are a federally qualified healthcare facility. Our main medical hub is at 1202 State Street. We are a primary care medical provider as well as dental provider. If you need our services, please call us at 455-7222. We do everything we can to make our services available to you, including we slide our fee according to income, etc.
Very good. And you brought a guest with you today.
Yes,
because of a subject that we started with last week, and it's very appropriate. Sadly, of course, the tragedy in Connecticut still on everyone's minds. Certainly, it's going to be on our minds for a long time, as the students are actually returning to the substitute school that they've set up for them. Today is the day they're returning. But one of the issues surrounding this terrible, terrible tragedy that has surfaced, and fortunately it has surfaced, is that perhaps we're not doing everything we should in this country to address mental illness.
Yes.
Because obviously mental illness played a role in this terrible tragedy. And last week you talked about an organization here in Erie that deals with that subject.
You are so right, Barry. It was a wonderful organization that I called NAMI, N-A-M-I. And for our listeners, that is a correction. The last time as I listened to the CD afterwards, I said N-A-M-E. That is not right.
Barry, and I said, why aren't they calling themselves NAME?
Exactly.
Why are they calling themselves NAMI?
Barry said it so well, and it went right over my head until I listened at home. And it's N-A-M-I for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. It is such a wonderful organization, Barry, that I've asked the executive director, Denise Kalivoski, to come and talk to us today to let us all know about the wonderful services that NAMI of Erie County does have available. So, Denise, I thank you so much for joining us.
In spite of the fact you don't know anything about Led Zeppelin or John Paul Jones, it's very depressing.
I can talk about metal and alternative music
all
from
right.
college.
There you go.
I can help you out, Dr. Snow. It's NAMI like your mommy. Because your mom cares for you, and so does NAMI. We provide mental health education for individuals and families with mental illness throughout Erie County. And we do so at little or no cost to those families and individuals.
How did you get involved with NAMI?
I was a volunteer and a board member for several years, and I really fell in love with the Family to Family program. It's a 12-week educational course that benefits family members and caregivers of people with mental illness. And it's really an impactful program, and it's exclusive to right here in Erie County.
How did it become established? Where did NAMI come from?
NAMI was established by Dr. Cooper and his wife Joan several years ago, over 20 years ago, and our family-to-family program took off ever since. And overall, each year we help 3,000 individuals and families through our educational services.
What sort of services do you provide? Describe the family-to-family program.
Our family-to-family program is a 12-week evidence-based course, and it's led by two trained volunteers who themselves are family members and caregivers of folks with mental illness. And it's really a unique course because it combines education, empathy workshops, communication skills, and of course, the folks that go through the course have this great network of connections, of friends that they can go to throughout their lives and talk about similar situations in dealing with mental illness.
Very, very good. How does this whole process start? Give us kind of, without naming names, give us sort of a case scenario as to how this unfolds.
Well, if you have any sort of mental health question or questions about mental illness, because it's a brain disorder, and there is a lot of stigma and lack of knowledge in the community, which, of course, NAMI is trying to combat, call NAMI. Call our offices at 456-1773. We also have a very comprehensive website at NAMIERIE.org. And basically, we talk to the family members or the individuals with mental illness and ask them, how can we help you? A lot of times families come to us and they don't know how to help their loved one with mental illness. They need the communication skills, the knowledge about mental illness, and the education to really cement that relationship and keep the family unit whole.
And what sort of things do you go through? What does the family end up doing then?
Well, the family usually goes through our family-to-family program with that 12-week educational course. Through the program, each week we talk about different topics of mental health and mental illness. One week we may talk about mental medications. We may talk about communication techniques. And the empathy workshops are really very good for family members. And then at the end of the 12-week course, the families now have the skills to take back to their loved one with mental illness to assist them in improving their quality of life.
We are talking with Denise Kolobowski. Did I get it right? Mm-hmm. Come close there, yes. The executive director of NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness here in our area to help families and people who are dealing with this very difficult problem to cope and find a way to hopefully have a happy life there. Is it kind of like Al-Anon for mental illness?
In a way, yes. Almost 60 million Americans have mental illness in a given year. That's about 1 in 4 families. So if you just think of your city block, your friends and your neighbors and some of your family members may have mental illness. And a lot of people don't know what to do, don't know where to turn. So you can always talk to NAMI, and we can either refer you to our programs, which are usually offered at little or no cost, and we can also provide you support to other providers in the community for other outreach services.
Do health insurance programs pay for some of your services?
No, we offer our services free to the community, and we are supported by grants and local donations from individuals and family members. Although we're a national agency, we have all of our funds stay local to help local families right here in Erie County.
About how many people are involved with NAMI here locally?
We help 3,000 families and individuals each and every year.
How many people work for NAMI?
Well, it's a small and dedicated office and a lot of great volunteers. Because once you go through mental illness and experience it, either as a family member, a caregiver, or a person yourself, it presents a unique bond to others that are going through it as well. And it really creates a great support system. So if people are having questions or issues about mental health or mental illness, NAMI's really the place to go.
Dr. Snow, how does Community Health Net interact with NAMI?
Well, it's great. It's such a resource to our community. We can refer our patients to it. As Denise said, it doesn't mean it has to be the person who is actually experiencing the mental illness, but their whole sphere of friends and loved ones also have questions, and NAMI is a wonderful resource to educate folks, as Denise said, to help destigmatize it. They are such a wonderful staff. I did have the pleasure of going to NAMI's office, and it's in Suite 105 at 1611 Peach Street. And it is a wonderful, wonderful staff of warm, welcoming individuals. They have a wonderful resource room in the library conference room filled with books. It's very inviting. It's the kind of environment you can feel instantly comfortable as you are welcomed by such sunny smiles and such warm people. And I would encourage anybody to please make that call if they have questions about themselves, about their diagnosis, And if they need recommendations to help connect them to other community resources. And as you mentioned with your question, at Community Health Net, we seek institutions like NAMI to help us. They are current. They know what's available. They know the resources and interact on a daily basis with resources in our area. So we go to them to help us get our patients to the right care and help our patients with expanded questions and ongoing care.
What are some of the signs you should look for if a family member, how do you differentiate between actual mental illness and just a behavioral problem?
Well, it's really a consistent acting over time. If you see mood swings that are just more than regular, that they are persistent, that's something that should really throw up a red flag to family members. Also, any changes in their mood, behavior, trouble at the office, trouble at school if it's a child, those are really some signs to kind of trigger the idea that maybe you should explore the options, that it may be a mental illness.
I also noticed you have a program here for people that have printer cartridges and cell phones lying around that they don't need anymore.
Yes, we can take those off your hands.
All right.
So please donate them to NAMI. We're at 1611 Pete Street in the professional building. Cell phones, toners, ink cartridges. Every little bit helps and goes right back to our family-to-family program to help families that are in need right here in Erie County.
So think about that, folks. If you've got old cell phones laying around, I got to be honest, I think I have a couple laying around at home, too, as well, as the technology marches on and we need to upgrade. So think about donating them at 1611 Peach Street, Suite 105 to NAMI, and, of course, printer and toner cartridges as well. As they say, every little bit helps. So by all means, please, if you can donate those, help them out in that particular regard. Again, if people want more information, what should they do?
Give us a call. It's 814-456-1773, or go online to our website anytime at NAMIERIE.org.
All right, Denise Kowalski, the Executive Director of NAMI, we thank you for being with us and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Snow, we appreciate you bringing this information to us. Like I said, especially in light of the news of the past month, it certainly is good to know that we do have a resource like this in Erie County to address these issues.
You're so right, Barry. It's my pleasure.
You'll be with us next week?
I'll be with you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. All right. So we'll have to be on our own and try and get healthy on ourselves next week. But we'll look forward to talking to you in two weeks. Dr. Tony Snow from Community Health Net. Stick around. We've got a half-off Erie offer for those of you that love the snow. Yes, there are people that do like the snow. And our guest joining us to tell you about this wonderful half-off Erie offer is one of those people that loves the snow. So stick around. I'm Barry Dane Steinhagen, and this is Jet Radio 1400.
Brought to you by Garmin. Hate traffic? Don't be a hater. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid it with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.